Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is April 30th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Deepfake investment scam bust. EU split halts AI reforms. Photoshop gains object rotation. Families sue OpenAI over shooting. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. More than 50 million euros were stolen by an Albanian call center operation that used deepfake ads on social networks to lure investors. On the 17th of April, authorities raided three call centers in Tirana, seizing hundreds of devices and arresting 10 suspects. Hundreds of Albanian workers were paid 800 euros a month and made multilingual calls. Organizers planted fake articles and deepfake videos of politicians, journalists, and athletes, then ran a second pig-butchering scam, posing as officials to demand cryptocurrency fees to recover funds. Austrian investigators say 26 million euros was claimed by 150 Austrian victims and say true losses are likely higher. EU lawmakers failed to agree changes to the AI Act during trilogue talks in Brussels, ending early Wednesday morning without a deal on the so-called digital omnibus. That blocks planned reforms, including a proposed ban on AI nudifier apps, and delays new rules for high-risk systems that were due in August, creating legal uncertainty. The main fight centers on a push by the center-right EVP and Chancellor Friedrich Merz to exempt industrial uses, medical devices, and machinery to protect companies like Siemens and Bosch. Critics warn this would fragment regulation, stall protections against sexualized deepfakes, and weaken rights safeguards. The Commission urges a fast but high-quality settlement.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com.
Adobe added AI tools to Photoshop and Lightroom. Photoshop gains Firefly Boards, a visual workspace linking the Firefly web app to image editing, plus an object rotate tool that tilts pixel subjects, reprojects their appearance from another viewpoint, and fills revealed backgrounds with generative content. Adobe charges credits for use. Layer Cleanup renames layers, removes empty ones, and shows a preview so users can accept or edit suggestions. Lightroom's April update 2026 improves search, adds 25 film presets, offers assisted culling to highlight the sharpest shots, and adds Sony A7V RAW support. The Firefly Assistant entered public beta to coordinate work across Adobe apps.
Seven families of victims from the Tumblr Ridge school shooting have filed lawsuits against OpenAI and CEO Sam Altman, alleging the company failed to alert police after its ChatGPT systems flagged activity by the suspected shooter. The Wall Street Journal reports OpenAI considered notifying authorities about the 18-year-old's conversations about gun violence, but decided not to. The suits claim OpenAI misled the public about banning the suspect, who set up a new account under another email, and argue GPT-4o's design contributed to the attack. Plaintiffs seek wrongful death and aiding and abetting charges. Sam Altman apologized, saying he is deeply sorry they did not alert law enforcement.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.